Hello, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Lisa Jackson, Foundation Director for the JRMC, and Jason Schaefer, the Radiology Manager at the JRMC. And Lisa and Jason, welcome back to our show.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys for joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Very, very excited to talk about the No Excuses program. You guys have hosted this. This will be going on the fifth year for this. And maybe for individuals who have not heard of the No Excuses program, Lisa or Jason, would you guys mind explaining what the No Excuses program is?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for us to provide two-day opportunity for people to come in and get their screening care, whether that's mammal screenings or other women's health screenings, and really set aside some time to dedicate for those individuals and to try to reduce any barriers that they might have, such as financial barriers. We have staff on hand to be a point of contact and a reference to assist people with qualifying for different financial opportunities, and then other things too, like hours. We tend to, during these events, extend out into the evening to try to allow some times for people to come in after work when they might otherwise have some challenges scheduling an appointment during regular business hours. In addition, we have other things like childcare or transportation available too. So really, we're trying to, at all costs, try to reduce any barriers that people might have or any excuses that they might have for not getting those very important screening exams.
Right back to the name of it, right? No excuses.
Yep.
There's no excuses for not being able to go in for a mammogram and not getting checked up or anything. As the radiology manager, Jason, what is typically the right scheduling for mammograms? I mean, are people needing to go in like yearly, or is it kind of a whenever you feel like going in?
There's different parameters for it. You know, traditionally, usually it starts at age 40. Women at age 40 and above get an annual screening exam. Obviously, you're going to want to consult with your provider, your primary care provider, to determine what's best for you, because there are some instances where you might be at higher risk if you have a family risk of cancer. Also, if you have anything that you're concerned about, if you can feel something that doesn't feel right in your body, you're going to want to talk to your provider about that and determine whether you need to get a mammogram, because early detection is really very important. But beyond that, usually starting at 40 years old, that's when it's recommended that women start to think about that and get those important screening exams on a regular basis.
For sure. And I think it is important to note too, Jason, not just for the ladies, right?
Yeah, we do some men. It's not as frequent, but you know, men do get breast cancer as well. So same thing. If guys have a mass or something that they feel, or just something that's not right in their body, again, talk with your primary care provider. And we do mammograms on men as well.
Okay, so again, Jason Schaefer, he's the radiology manager at the JRMC, Lisa Jackson, foundation director at the JRMC. So the No Excuses program, is this for anyone of all ages, and how successful has it been for you guys?
It's a good question. we really advise to stick to the screening age ranges. But again, like Jason said, that it's good to talk to your primary care provider. The reason that No Excuses was started is because in Stutsman County, especially when we were looking at the statistics, there's a gap for us compared to the state and compared to the nation as far as women that are getting their screenings at age 40 and above. Right. And what Jason had mentioned, early detection is your best defense as far as catching cancer, where it's manageable, best course of treatment, less invasive, less costly. And so whether it's breast or cervical, we don't want to forget about that. This program is partnered with Central Valley and Women's Way, and is funded, you know, by things like Running of the Pink and general donations to JRMC Foundation.
Right. So big shout out to the Running of the Pink, because that's been a big contributor to the No Excuses program, making it so anybody can get screenings, no matter the barrier, no matter the excuse that they may have. We want people to get in and get screened. Is this something that people have to apply for the No Excuses program? Do they have to sign up, or is there anything they have to go through in order to participate in the program?
You know, there's really not an application process. I think it's important to know that no excuse is available year-round. But we have special events just to help create the awareness and then to have, you know, the phone number and the website right. for people to very easily get involved and get in touch with us. So all they need to do is, for the event, we'll have information on our website, jrmcnd.com, or they can also give us a call, too, and pre-register. We like to have a good idea when people come in. We want to expect you. So right, give us a call. We'll pre-register you for the event. But that's really all you need. And if you have questions surrounding that, everybody has a little bit maybe different question. Mm-hmm. They can feel free to give us a call as well.
Definitely. And I feel like we should take this time to brag a little bit about the JRMC because some of the technology you guys have up there, the 3D mammography equipment was introduced, I believe, that's been almost 3 years ago now, I think. You guys are well equipped to handle things like this.
Right, yeah, it's Jason? Actually longer than that. It's probably been about 6 or 7 years.
I might be way off.
Yeah, time flies. But I think 2011 is when we installed 3D mammography, and we were the first in the state to have that technology. And yeah, certainly allows for much better diagnostic quality and allows our radiologists to get a better visualization, essentially looking at almost slices of the tissue rather than a two-dimensional image. Sure. And certainly that can present some challenges too, because with that new technology, it can be more costly either for insurance or for patients, depending on what insurance they have. And that's again where either our foundation or the Women's Way programs really assist in that financial burden that comes along with those important screening exams. And we do have staff that are very knowledgeable and can help patients guide through that process, because it can be kind of overwhelming and complex when you're really worried about your health and not necessarily the financial side of things.
Right.
Those individuals that assist with that are awesome and can walk people through that process.
Awesome. So again, Jason Schaefer and Lisa Jackson joining us on Let's Talk. So No Excuses program coming back to the Jamestown Regional Medical Center. And again, there's a couple of days. We're doing it in this June and in the fall as well. What are those days in June, Lisa, that individuals can come and do that?
The days are June 11th and 12th. Okay. It's a Monday and Tuesday, and they can actually give us a call at 952-4866 to either pre-register or ask questions about the program.
Excellent. Very good. Anything else that we want to mention about No Excuses or the JRMC or anybody else we want to recognize with that?
I think it's important to recognize the partnership. There are family practitioners in our community, as well as Central Valley Health, and then our funders. These programs aren't available without, RM Stout, as well as all of the sponsors for Running of the Pink. That event is a Saturday registration, and the race starts at 9. So if you're interested about learning about that, you know, you can just show up and come and run and participate, or you can go out to the RM Stout Facebook or website as well. And we're going to have our amazing mammotechs and radiology staff and our radiologist at the event prior to. So if you want to come and ask questions, get a flyer. People can do that whether you run or not.
Awesome. Yeah. You don't have to run, and don't run from, getting screened or anything like that too. That's pretty important. Lisa, there's a couple other events that are coming up too that you'd like to highlight that the JRMC is coming up.
We have our summer event series, which is a lot of fun for us and for the community. We're doing a big raffle this summer where we're going to be giving away a winner's choice of your trip. So whether you want to take an Alaskan cruise or go on the PGA tour, we've got some of those options. We'll be selling those tickets throughout the summer in partnership with Ann Carlson. And a couple of things, Golf for Good, that helps benefit cancer care in our region at JRMC is Friday, July 20th. And so we've got the availability to sponsor a team or sponsor the event, and proceeds, like I said, go to cancer care. And then we have our Concert for Care with 32 Below this summer. We're bringing back the 32 Below band, which will be fun. We'll have a 5 p.m. Pork loin dinner throughout the evening, and then at 8 p.m. we'll start that street dance. Cost is $10 each for the concert and then for dinner. But that event benefits two nonprofit health organizations, Ann Carlson and JRMC, for critical tools.
Yeah, so. And those both really, really fun events. Are they both the same day, Lisa, for those?
July 26th for the concert. For the concert. Week after.
Mm-hmm. Got it. The golf tournament. So give people a break to calm down after the golfing and then go to a concert and enjoy some food and some fun.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Yep. Perfect. So again, I think we should give out the phone number and the website for JRMC one more time. If people have questions about these events, Lisa, or about the upcoming No Excuses, what are some ways they can do that?
Yep, they can call us at 952-4866 or go on to our website, jrmcnd.com.
Perfect. Jason or Lisa, anything else you guys wanted to mention?
Just want to say thanks for letting us get the word out. Obviously, if anybody knows of anyone that's out there that has been hesitant to get this important screening care, please encourage them to give us a call so we can help them out and get those important screening exams on track and on pace.
For sure. Well, Lisa and Jason, thanks so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.